from Iran. Now, when he flexes Russia's diplomatic and military muscles, Vladimir Putin always makes headlines. And when he flexes his own, as he did, stripped to the waist earlier this year on a Siberian holiday, he sets pulses racing among his admirers. Now, in a further cultivation of his macho image, judo enthusiasts with a DVD player will soon get the chance to see Mr. Putin, the holder of a black belt, exercise some manoeuvres. He's teamed up with Yasuhiro Yamashita, a world and Olympic champion from Japan, to make an instructional video together. But how does the sport rate Mr. Putin? Gary Gultz is chief operating officer of the U.S. Judo Association.
He's the real thing, all right. I mean, I've seen videos. In fact, I was just on YouTube watching a couple videos of him in action. And it's clear to me, having done judo since I was a little boy, for the last 43 years, that President Putin's skill level is that of what I would consider high-level instructor, master level.
Does he have any distinctive moves?
The one I always see him do is a Okoriashi Barai. It's a foot sweep. And it's not an easy move to get proficient at. And the fact that he does it with such swiftness, you know, from my eye as a skilled practitioner, I can tell that he's been doing judo his whole life.
Has it been good for judo to have such a high-profile practitioner?
Absolutely. It brings honor to the martial art and sport of judo that, you know, someone running one of the world's greatest economies and largest countries is truly a lover of judo. He's written books and now is going to have a video coming out.
Of course, he's not the only high-profile politician, is he, to have practiced judo?
Not at all. Actually, I think the first one on record was the U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt back in the early 1900s at the turn of the century.
And did he have a few bouts in the White House?
He actually spoke with the founder of judo, Jigoro Kano, and Kano sent one of his disciples to the White House to actually teach Roosevelt, and they set up a mat area, which we refer to as a dojo, right in the White House where Roosevelt would commonly practice.
What particular skills do you think judo gives a politician?
Perseverance, for one. Tenacity. Stick-to-itiveness. We have a saying, fall down seven times, get up eight. So a judo person learns that losing and setbacks are all part of success.
Because I know that Mr. Putin has said before that it has taught him to use the strength of his opponent for his defeat.
Well, you know, in judo, it's an interesting concept because we learn to love our opponent. Because without an opponent, we can't do judo. So, you know, defeat is one way of looking at it, but at the same time, a strong opponent makes you stronger. So I think what, you know, a judo person learns is to appreciate their opponent and to understand that it's only through engaging with an opponent that you'll improve yourself and the other person at the same time.
And how do you fancy your own chances, Wade, to go up against the man?
I'm a lot bigger than he is, and we're probably at a similar level of skill, so I probably would have a slight advantage using size. But, you know, judo, again, sometimes a small guy can move very quickly, get underneath you, and before you know it, you're on the mat looking up at him.
Have you given any thought maybe to giving the present incumbent to the White House a bit of instruction? That would be quite a bout, Mr. Putin versus Mr. Bush.
Well, you know, George W. Bush, from what I understand, is in terrific shape. He runs all the time. He exercises all the time. He'd probably be very, very good at judo.
That was Gary Gultz, Chief Operating Officer of the U.S. Judo Association. Stay with us for a summary of world news. It's coming up to 12:30 the hour. You're listening to the BBC World Service.
Whenever you want to find out about the BBC World Service, you'll find updated information about everything we do at bbcworldservice.com. Our website carries complete information about all our current programmes, so you can browse through the listings before deciding what to listen to. If you're trying to work out the best ways to pick up our programmes, you can type in the name of your nearest city to see a list of the best BBC frequencies covering your area. and details of all our local partner stations who carry BBC programmes. You can also get a complete programme schedule. BBCWorldService.com is the place to go for downloadable audio podcasts. You can also send your feedback direct to our programme teams and listen again to any programme we've broadcast in the last 7 days. All that and some fascinating behind-the-scenes insights into the history and background of the BBC make BBCWorldService.com a complete and up-to-date companion.